USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed into law the $2.2 trillion coronavirus rescue bill.
I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first.
It gives up to $1,200 to most working Americans, expands unemployment insurance, provides billions to businesses, and delivers financial relief to hospitals. The president also invoked the Defense Production Act to try to force General Motors to produce hospital ventilators. He named trade advisor Peter Navarro to lead the effort.
We need industrial mobilization to make adequate ventilators, particularly in the very short run, to help the people of New York, Detroit, New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, Seattle, all around this country. And the ventilators really are the most important thing for patients who become most seriously ill.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Two government agencies have announced major policy suspensions due to the spread of the coronavirus. The Department of Homeland Security said it's pushing back a deadline by a year for airports to require real ID-compliant identification from travelers. The Environmental Protection Agency likewise announced it will temporarily suspend enforcement of regulations and fines. The EPA cited worker shortages and travel restrictions stemming from the outbreak. The DHS Real ID deadline was pushed back 1 year. President Trump has given the Pentagon the authority to order former American troops and former members of the National Guard and Reserve to active duty. The executive order, which was signed by the president, allows Defense Secretary Mark Esper to order units and individual members to active duty. The order states that anyone recalled can remain on active duty for up to 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
While food industry experts report the system is strained, the biggest problem is demand and not the supply chain. USA's John Clements reports.
One of those experts is Doug Baker with the Food Industry Association based in Washington, D.C.
The machines are running. The product is flowing. The trucks are on the road. The employees are stocking. It's just keeping up with that demand.
Baker of the Food Industry Association believes the coronavirus has changed the world in many ways, including how we will buy food in the future.
If you weren't a friend of technology or you didn't choose to shop online, you liked to go in the store, and now you're staying home and you're getting comfortable with that, that's probably going to be a skill that you maintain and you do more of.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Consumer sentiment is hitting a three-year low amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes dropping to 89.1 in March. That's the lowest level it's been since October of 2016, and the fourth largest drop in nearly 50 years. The survey's chief economist says the outlook for April will largely depend on controlling the spread of the virus. Also, the passage of the $2 trillion stimulus bill could help. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.